This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli strikes on Palestinian territories killed more than two dozen Palestinians Wednesday. According to local officials, they say an Israeli airstrike killed five Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. At least 20 people, including 16 women and children, were killed in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Lantesma reports key leaders have arrived in Kyiv for three-way talks over Western support for Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Secretary David Lammy board a train at the Poland-Ukrainian border, the overland route to Kyiv, the joint visit to talk with President Volodymyr Zelensky and senior Ukrainian officials comes as Kyiv presses the West to allow it to use long-range missiles against Russia. The U.S. consulate in Poland said the meeting will include discussions on continued support for Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression and how to ensure Ukraine can thrive militarily, economically, and democratically in the long term. Afterwards, Blinken will return to Poland, where he'll meet with government officials to discuss a range of important bilateral issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is remembering lives taken and others reshaped by 9/11. In an AP interview, Clifford Chanin with the 9/11 Memorial says while many elected officials attend, they don't participate in the main ceremony.
The way this has gone since the inception of the annual commemoration has been simply the reading of the names. And many elected officials over the years have come and they have attended during these names readings. But that is the core of the event. The listing, which takes as much as 4 hours, of all of the people who were killed in the terrorist attacks. And that is the focal point of what we do. And the names are read by family members each year.
September 11th is the day hijacked plane attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania in 2001. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are upbeat after their Tuesday night debate.
Of the annual commemoration has been simply...
Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump say they're pleased after their first and perhaps only debate in the spin room.
This was my best debate. I thought it was very good.
And with supporters.
I think that we think today was a good day.
Harris set the tone off the bat, introducing herself to Trump since they'd never actually met. Her performance seemed the opposite of President Biden's in June, when he was halting and, at times, incoherent, looking on blankly as Trump attacked him. Harris's answers were sharp and focused, and she used body language and facial expressions to confront Trump, and at times simply laughed at his answers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hurricane Francine is barreling toward Louisiana, and an expected landfall amid forecasts of potentially deadly storm surges, destructive winds, and widespread flooding. Francine reached Category 1 hurricane status Tuesday night after gaining strength from warm Gulf waters. The National Hurricane Center says that Francine might even reach Category 2 strength with wind of 96 to 110 miles per hour before landfall Wednesday afternoon or evening. Louisiana's governor has warned residents to complete last storm preparations before 24-hour window has closed and not to rush outside. After the hurricane's landfall, a hurricane warning is in effect from the Louisiana border with Texas eastward to Grand Isle, about 50 miles south of New Orleans. Cameroon's former prime minister has taken over the presidency of the UN General Assembly and called for nations to unite and to address global challenges from climate change and poverty to conflicts and armed violence. Philemon Yang told the 193-member world body that international cooperation was the most effective tool to address borderless issues. Yang assumed the one-year presidency as the General Assembly opened its new session Tuesday. He will preside at the annual gathering of world leaders at the General Assembly later on in the month. Recapping one of our top stories, Israeli strikes on Palestinian territories have killed more than two dozen Palestinians on Wednesday. That's according to local officials. They say the dead include 16 women and children, at least 20 people in all. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.